Purity Part 6. Purified through the blood of Messiah. Therefore I ask you, what defilement remains? For what the Lord has cleansed in the blood of the Lamb, is a new creation. Virgin. All men are defiled, having fallen into all manner of diverse temptations. There is none righteous in all the earth, no, not one. Yet all who repent, in sincerity and in truth, are cleansed in the blood of the Lamb, which is pure and holy. Therefore, those whom I have called to be my witnesses, must become pure in heart and in spirit, set apart from the world, and the churches of men, who cease not from polluting my name, and marring my image before the people. From all have been purchased, yet few have accepted, few are chosen. Then one of the elders answered, saying to me, who are these arrayed in white robes, and where did they come from? And I said to him, Sir, you know. So he said to me, these are the ones who come out of the great tribulation, and washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Revelation chapter 7 verses 13 to 14. Yet understand this, all you haughty scholars, and prideful teachers, even all you who call of yourselves Christian, who make arrogant assertions without knowledge. You lack trust, and have no understanding. Nor do you know your God, nor that covenant written in my own blood, which is the new and everlasting covenant. For I died, behold, I am risen. I am alive forevermore. Amen. And as I live, so shall the penitent man live. Even if he should turn and stumble, his salvation is in no wise lost to him. For he has an advocate with the Father, one who stands in his place, having already paid the full price for his transgression. Behold, his sin is remembered no more, cast into a dark sea of forgetfulness. And oh how blessed are those who strive always to make their repentance full, says the Lord. They shall come to me by great tribulation, and shall be made white in my own blood, bringing glory to my name, even the name of the Father, who is in heaven, the name we share. And they shall all become one flock, with one shepherd. Behold, I shall be their God, and they shall be my people, forever, says the Lord. From, salvation is given and must be received. Once received, forever shall it belong to the redeemed. For if the blood of bulls and goats, and the ashes of a heifer, sprinkling the unclean, sanctifies for the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Messiah, who through the eternal Spirit, offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works, to serve the living God. Hebrews chapter 9 verses 13 to 14. Therefore, I have gathered to myself a special offering, of the number, empty vessels, void of all doctrine taught within the churches of men. And though these have sinned in the body, as all men, they are fully immersed in the Spirit of truth, enveloped in the Son's sacrifice, cleansed in the blood of the Lamb. Behold the chosen vessels of the Lord. They are washed and made clean, both in body and spirit, remade. Vessels of honor, meet for the Master's use. Behold, they are filled with the pure water, of which they shall continually pour into the cups of the thirsty. I am the Lord. From, chosen vessels. Your sins are forgiven you. Today's, yesterday's, and yes, even those sins of tomorrow are forgiven those of a sincere and penitent heart. For by the blood of my only begotten Son, are you made clean. By his shed blood are you made worthy. By his suffering are you purged, and by his stripes are you healed. Therefore, one who asks anything in the Messiah's name, in accordance with my will, shall surely have it. Starting with the forgiveness of sins. From, the promise. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Yahushua HaMashiach his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, to forgive us our sins, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John chapter 1 verses 7 to 9. Beloved, heed my words, and listen closely to my speech. For thus says the Lord to the church at his right hand, if you do indeed seek to remain at my right hand, forbear not, nor reject my words spoken to this generation, lest I leave you unto refinement also. For your robes have been made white, washed in the blood of the Lamb, from under God. Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Yahushua, by a new and living way opened for us, through the curtain, that is, his body, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart, and with the full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. Hebrews chapter 10 verses 19 to 23. Beloved, where in the commandments have I written all must be baptized by men, to be saved? Baptism is indeed good, if it is a confession poured out from one's heart, in pure belief, an outward act of faith revealing one's acceptance of their forgiveness, in the Messiah. For the water of the earth can only cleanse that which is soiled on the skin. By no means can it cleanse that which is soiled in the spirit. This is reserved for the blood of the Lamb. From the true baptism. When Moses had proclaimed every command of the law to all the people, he took the blood of calves together with water, scarlet wool, and branches of hyssop, and sprinkled the scroll and all the people. He said, "This is the blood of the covenant, which God has commanded you to keep." In the same way, he sprinkled with the blood both the tabernacle and everything used in its ceremonies. In fact, the law requires that nearly everything be cleansed with blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. It was necessary then for the copies of the heavenly things to be purified with these sacrifices, but the heavenly things themselves, with better sacrifices than these. For Messiah did not enter a sanctuary made with human hands, that was only a copy of the true one. He entered heaven itself, now to appear for us, in God's presence. Nor did he enter heaven to offer himself again and again, the way the high priest enters the most holy place every year, with blood that is not his own. Otherwise Messiah would have had to suffer many times, since the creation of the world. But he has appeared once for all, at the culmination of the ages, to do away with sin by the sacrifice of himself. Just as people are destined to die once, and after that to face judgment. So Messiah was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many, and he will appear a second time. Not to bear sin, but to bring salvation to those who are waiting for him. Hebrews chapter 9 verses 19 to 28. I am the Passover and the Lamb, the new covenant with men. Thus says the Messiah, who is called Christ, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lamb of God, without spot or blemish, the blood which was shed and placed upon the doorposts, delivering my people from the power of sin, which is death. I am the Passover. For as it is written in the law, all things must be purified with blood, and without the shedding of blood there can be no remission. Thus no one goes to the Father, unless they receive of me. Unless they eat my flesh and drink my blood, they have no life in them. For whosoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has everlasting life, and I will raise them up at the last day. For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. Thus all who eat my flesh and drink my blood live in me, and I in them. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I gave was my flesh, which was given for the life of the world. This I have already told you. Therefore keep the Passover in remembrance of me and my passion, according to the new covenant. For it is accomplished, and was sealed forevermore, upon my resurrection. For the Lamb was slain, my people redeemed in all the earth. And behold, I am risen, crowned with glory and honor, forever and ever. Amen. Therefore again I say to you, celebrate Passover. Yet not as in the days of Moses, nor as the unbelieving in Israel, upon whom the veil remains, for they have yet to look upon me. For the Passover was a signpost, a shadow of glorious things to come. Read the writing thereof, and have understanding. Take its meaning to heart. For the holy days are revelation, the plan of the ages revealed. Therefore rejoice, my people, for your Redeemer lives. Death has passed over you. Therefore eat, drink, and give thanks in remembrance of me. And I shall also remember you in the day I gather my own. Then shall you truly know me, just as I have always known you, even from the foundation of the world. Says he who is, and was, and is to come. Yahushua, the salvation of God.
From I am the Passover and the Lamb, the New Covenant with men. For additional understanding, also read The Truth Absolute, I Am Risen, What Is Man, and John chapter 6 verses 51 to 61.